flying forever towards the ocean, and I saw her coming out of the distance, out of the mist. One misty morning, she was in a big canoe. The Mohawk canoe had one of them at one end and similar at the other end. She was standing in the stern, man, one of them big long paddles, making it look easy. She came down the river towards me. I could see she had an intercontinental ballistic hellfire missile strapped to each muscular fireman. And in between, under her loincloth, the loincloth made of many loins, stood the detonator, just hovering there. Had a hair trigger. I set the damn thing up. I couldn't help just by looking at her, man. It just went off. And there she was, up there. She had a silver moose hanging around her neck. I grabbed hold of her ankle, man, just the bottom of the angle was up there. She went up there because I was slapping her ankle. We created some kind of centrifugal force. And it was like a whirling dervish. I couldn't believe it. We were up in the sky so fast and so high. Then the buttons and the bells and the bows and the braces and the belts and the guns came over and the moose came loose. And I let go. I couldn't hang on any longer. I fell down the river. Off she went. This place, a new star was born. Mixture of stuff that we might know, stuff that you might know. Here's one that we really should know by the thing. It's a spiritual song. Written in the morning.